This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For the second time this month, Pope John Paul II is in the hospital. At the hospital, this statement from the Vatican was read about the Pope's condition and surgical treatment.
The flu that led to the hospitalization of the Pope had some complications over the last few days, with episodes of lack of breathing, difficulty in breathing. This clinical situation led to an elective tracheotomy. The Holy Father has given his consensus.
NPR's Sylvia Poggioli joins us on the line now from Rome. Sylvia, what do we know about the surgery?
Well, Vatican spokesman Joaquin Navarro Valls said this evening that the Pope underwent the surgery for tracheotomy and that it went positively. Now, a tracheotomy, as you said, means a small opening is cut into the neck and windpipe so air can flow directly into the lungs. Italian media say the operation lasted half an hour. When he arrived at the hospital, witnesses said he was conscious. He waved to people as he was brought inside on a stretcher.
He was just, as you said, in the hospital just 2 weeks ago. After his release and leading up to his recent return to the hospital, do we know anything about his condition in that period?
Well, the first week he was back was Lenten period, and so he was on a spiritual retreat and made no appearances, and since he's only made a few. The longest was yesterday in a TV hookup from his study during the weekly general audience. He spoke, but it was clear with great physical effort. Nevertheless, the word from the Vatican was that he was on his way to recovery. Now, John Paul suffers from Parkinson's disease, which causes difficulty in muscle coordination, and he's often had trouble speaking clearly. And medical experts say his illness and stooped posture can make it easy for food and saliva to get into the lungs, and this can lead to pneumonia, one of the most common causes of death among Parkinson's patients. But you know, the Vatican has never even confirmed that he has Parkinson's.
But today the Vatican did confirm that that doctors had performed a tracheotomy. Typically, the Vatican is reluctant to provide information on the Pope's health, is it not?
Well, yeah, and, you know, perhaps it's because this is, you know, the last absolute monarchy in the Western world, and there's always been a tendency to play down the human frailty aspect of the leader of the Catholic Church. In fact, there's an old saying in Rome, the Pope is never sick until he's dead. And actually, John Paul II is the first pope to have ever been hospitalized. The first time was when he was shot in 1981, and this is his 10th hospital stay. And all of John Paul's predecessors died behind Vatican walls or at the papal summer residence in Castel Gandolfo.
Years from now, those who write or study the Pope will certainly note that he has not been shy about being seen in public, ailing and suffering. He's been willing to share that with the public.
Absolutely. You know, after the attempt on his life, the Pope declared that suffering is one of the most powerful Christian messages. And as his illness has progressed, he has said many times, I must lead the church with suffering. And in his latest book, Memory and Identity, that went on sale just yesterday, the Pope writes that every human suffering, every pain, every infirmity contains within it a promise of salvation and a promise of joy. Now, it's probably difficult for some non-Catholics to understand this positive interpretation of suffering, but the Pope sees pain and suffering as a direct link with the crucifixion of Christ the Savior, and he's written often about the redemptive power of suffering. So he's never hidden his infirmity, and this has certainly been one of the most powerful messages he's been sending in the latter stage of his papacy.
And just quickly, Sylvia, is that perhaps why he appears unwilling to step down?
Well, you know, he's always said Christ did not come down from the cross, and another reason could be that even though a papal resignation is contemplated in canon law, it could set a dangerous precedent. The existence of two popes, one emeritus and one on the throne, could lead to divided loyalties and ultimately cause a schism.
Thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you.
NPR's Sylvia Poggioli in Rome.